Good afternoon. The snow will begin to wind down across most of New York State within the next couple of hours. It'll take longer in New England as the storm tracks up the coast. Even some heavy snow will persist in the Connecticut Valley before sliding to the east with everything winding down by evening. In New York State, still another inch or two of snow possible, bringing storm totals in most cases up to 5 to 12 inches from the greater capital district south and east, with much heavier localized amounts where banding set up and snowfall rates were between 2 and 4 inches per hour during the early morning period. Farther to the north and to the west in the Mohawk Valley and toward the Canadian border, lighter snowfall accumulations, generally between 1 and 5 inches. In addition to the snow, gusty north-northeast winds will shift around to the northwest at times over 20 miles per hour, driving in colder air and bringing considerable blowing and drifting of the snow. Temperatures will continue to slide back into the teens, but with the wind, it'll feel closer to zero throughout the afternoon. High pressure will build in behind the storm as it continues its track to the north and east past Cape Cod and into the Canadian Maritimes. With that high, a drying trend overnight tonight with partly cloudy skies, still rather blustery and very cold, with readings back into the single digits and wind chill values going below zero. So that's how we'll start the day tomorrow, with some sunshine but cold weather. Clouds will increase, though, during the afternoon as another disturbance approaches from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. This one not as strong as the current storm. Still, though, it had the opportunity to bring us a coating up to an inch or two of snow Friday night and early Saturday morning. We'll go back to some sunshine on Saturday afternoon, and that will help us reach into the mid-30s. Another system will head our way for the day on Sunday with increasing clouds and rain and snow likely by sunset. The rain will transition to snow overnight as colder air builds in, and after reaching the mid and upper 30s on Sunday afternoon, we'll drop back below freezing. A blustery cool day on Monday with scattered snow showers in the mid-30s and temperatures staying in the 30s through the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another strong storm continues to spin off the Pacific Northwest coast. Winter storm warnings and advisories are currently in effect for much of Washington, northern Idaho, western and northern Montana, and western Wyoming. While many of the affected lower elevations will see a combination of ice and snow, some of the higher terrain will see additional heavy snow with accumulations in excess of a foot through tomorrow. And for the remainder of the Pacific Northwest, which is getting rain today, flood watches and warnings are in effect for the coastal areas of Washington, much of Oregon, north and central California, southern Idaho, and northern Nevada. For those traveling this afternoon across the Northeast, snow ending in New York City with temperatures falling through the 20s. Boston, snow continues through the late afternoon and into the evening before winding down, temperatures dropping back into the 20s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 16. The record high 57 set in 1925 and the record low 20 below zero in 1934. Sunrise this morning was at 7 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:19 p.m., 10 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with light snow showers this afternoon and temperatures holding in the teens. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few snow showers 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, snow winding down from west to east across New York and New England this afternoon, windy and cold with temperatures in the lower 20s. Partly cloudy and blustery tonight, lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with snow winding down from west to east, perhaps even a return to some sun before the day is through, with temperatures continuing to fall through the teens. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any snow this afternoon will gradually wind down and move out from west to east, still windy and cold, with temperatures falling through the 20s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any remaining snow will wind down during the early to mid part of the afternoon, perhaps some breaks of sunshine late today, windy and cold, with temperatures falling through the 20s and into the teens. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 5 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, any sunshine in the morning will give way to increasing clouds, breezy and very cold, lower 20s. Light snow Friday night and early Saturday morning, another inch or two, then increasing sunshine with a high in the mid-30s Saturday afternoon. Another chance of rain and snow Sunday, mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers on Monday in the mid-30s. Increasing clouds mid-30s Tuesday, and a chance of snow or snow showers Wednesday with highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.